Defense Attorney William Sullivan told the jury Fujita was not criminally responsible for Lauren Ashley's death, that he was temporarily insane.
The defendant suffered from a major depressive disorder, and as a result of that, suffered a psychotic episode on July 3rd, 2011.
But prosecutor Lisa McGovern disputed that, contending Fujita knew exactly what he was doing.
He wasn't delusional. He wasn't exhibiting a single symptom of psychosis. He was not impaired. He was not insane. He was criminally responsible.
The courtroom was packed with family members from both sides. At Woburn Superior Court, Doug Cope, WBZ News Radio 1030.